It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go back to Patrick DeHaan. How are you, Patrick?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's always good to be with you. So how are gas prices since the election? Any impact there?
Not really. We've continued to see the downward trajectory continue. Gas prices in St. Louis down about 2 cents from last week, down 16 cents from a month ago. So the downward fall is continuing. It's not really a surprise. It probably will continue. And it's quite simple for why gas prices are declining. Nothing to do with the election. Simply temperatures are getting colder and Americans are staying inside more and more. That's reducing demand, which is putting downward pressure on prices.
We did hear so much about gas prices during the election, Patrick. So how much does a president have to do with gas prices?
Well, overall, very little. Now, there are some policies that Trump could implement come January that could be things that shift prices down the road. Some of those things that he may shift policy-wise could take years to have an impact. Some of them could be quicker. For now, over the next month and a half, what we are seeing is merely seasonal. So we'll have to see. Trump has promised to cut energy prices in half. I don't know if that's obtainable. ExxonMobil CEO said it best that they don't really respond to political agendas. They're a country with shareholder, or a company with shareholders, and if the price of oil falls too low, I do expect that oil companies will probably cut production, not raise it.
We are hearing today that the Biden administration is going to put a fee on oil and gas companies when they emit dangerous methane levels above a certain level, and that President-elect Trump will likely do away with that because he has said he'll deregulate the oil and gas industry. Would further deregulation of that industry lower prices?
Well, it certainly could, depending on how much that regulation is costing. Things are a little harder to measure. For example, the lack of the Keystone pipeline is not really a factor in prices today, simply because a competing pipeline was built in Canada that carries crude oil out of Canada. Other policies, like Trump has even talked about potentially dismantling the EPA, that could rescind the standard for gasoline across the country or simplify it, and that could improve gas prices during the warmer months when the EPA requires cleaner summer gasoline. So there's a lot of different potentials here down the road, but none of them will potentially have an impact until Trump takes the oath of office next January.
And as you mentioned, gas prices have been steadily declining because it's seasonal. What are you, if you had to predict or based on what we've seen in past winters, what might we expect gas prices in Missouri to look like as we head into the much colder weather?
Well, we'll probably stay below $3 a gallon for most of the time between now and, say, Valentine's Day. And by late February, early March of next year, we'll probably start to see gas prices doing their spring rise. Just like prices fall in the fall for falling demand and a changeover to cheaper winter gasoline, gas prices go up in the spring as demand starts to climb and as we switch back to more expensive blends of summer gasoline. So enjoy these prices for the next couple of months, but I do expect prices will start to go back up, potentially beyond the $3 a gallon mark next spring and summer.
All right. It is always nice to see them below $3 a gallon. That is for sure.
Sure is.
Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy. He's their senior petroleum analyst joining us on KMOX. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.